Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Hey, Char.
No.
No. Hey, Charlie, remember?
No.
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 No. No. I have something to say.
No.
No. Let me talk, please.
Okay, you said the magic word.
Hello, you guys, and welcome back to Two Chicks. It's Charlie.
And Dixie.
And today is episode 3. So I wanted to start off by talking about a new place that Dixie lives, because apparently she decided she was allowed to move out and I wouldn't be by myself, which I personally do not think is okay. But I finally got to see her new little apartment, and it's, first of all, beautiful, and she has a lot of snacks, but I don't know, I don't get invited over that much. So Dixie, would you like to explain why?
I invite you over all the time and you've only come once, so that's your fault. But I really don't want to have anyone over yet because I'm not done, like, moving in. I mean, all my stuff is there. It's just in boxes and messy. No, not sure.
Sure.
I'm telling the truth.
Sure.
I mean, if you want to come help, you can.
No.
No, exactly.
Sure.
So stay home. But now I think they are moving, which is annoying because they're moving into a house without me, but I'm still going to have a room there, so it's fine.
No, you're
yes,
not.
Yes, I am.
If I don't have a room at your place, you don't have a room.
You do have a room. You just haven't come visit to see it.
Yes, I have.
You didn't look at all the rooms.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No.
Yes, I did.
Well,
oh, yes,
fault.
I did.
You should help move in then.
No.
Then you don't get a room.
Okay, well, then you don't get a room.
I could. Yeah.
No. No heart. For even more exciting news, guess who got their permit today?
Wait, Char?
Yeah.
I thought you were supposed to get it last week. What
See,
happened?
The thing was I was. And then I failed because I didn't study. But then I studied and I was supposed to take it yesterday. But then the DMV system like crashed. So they had to cancel it. So then I went back today and I took my permit test. And then when I was leaving, the guy was like, hey, the guy who was helping me get my permit, he was like, hey, there's like a guy outside with a camera. I was like, huh? And he was like, yeah, your mom said that it's like a paparazzi guy. And I was like, oh, so I had to like wait inside for a bit. And it was just like weird. Like no one knew that I was going there. I don't know how he knew. I haven't like talked about it at all. So it was just really, really weird. But he didn't get any pictures because I kind of just left discreetly because I really just had to focus on getting my permit because I was nervous I was going to fail again. But I did really good. Like, I started off the first, like, 20 questions I got right, and then I started, like, rushing and getting a little bit too confident, and I got, like, 4 wrong in a row, and I was like, uh-oh. So then I had to really slow down and read through every question very thoroughly, and then I got to the end. And I thought I failed because I had just gotten so many wrong in a row. I was like, there's no way I'm going to pass this. And then it said I passed and I was really happy. And I actually like my picture, which is good.
Oh, that's good. You took it today?
No, I took it last time. I could have retaken it, but I liked it last time. I really liked the way it turned out. So, yeah, I have my permit, which means after 6 hours with the driving instructor, I can drive with my parents or anyone licensed over the age of 25. So, watch out, world.
I actually failed my permit test the first time, too.
Oh.
I didn't study. But then I waited. Okay, I waited really long to get my permit, so I got my license, like, right after, and then I only had to drive, like, with all the restrictions for, like, 3 months because then I turned 18 and it was really nice because now you have like a curfew and rules of who can drive in the car and all that, which I didn't have.
I really wanted to get my permit ASAP because I feel like I'm always depending on someone like, hey, can you drive me home or can you drive me here? And sometimes Ubers take a really long time. So it would just be so much easier if I could like drive myself places or if I'm out to like go and get my friend a gift or go and pick something up. It's so much easier than having to wait for someone to take me or wait for an Uber or figure out how to get there some way. So I feel like this is just so much easier. And I'm super excited because I've wanted to drive for a very, very long time because I just like being independent in that sense. But I'm also terrified because I don't know if I'm going to be a good driver.
Honestly, it comes like with time. I mean, I wasn't a good driver for a while, but now I think I'm a lot better.
You're all right. I always get car sick whenever I'm in the car with you.
Okay. I was just being nice.
California is a little bit more like lenient on rules than Connecticut because even just in California, you can get your permit at 15 and a half, which is different than Connecticut because at Connecticut, you
have to be 16.
Yeah, you have to be 16 to be able to get your permit. So that's weird. But there's a lot of things that are very different. That was very confusing when trying to take my permit test in California when I'm used to Connecticut rules. But it all worked out.
I mean, I like driving in Connecticut a lot more than driving here just because all the highways here, like, you have to go back and forth of exiting because they're all weird. And in Connecticut, there's only 2 lanes. And here, there's 5. So that's really, really annoying.
Yeah, it looks super confusing. And I feel like there's so many signs that aren't super detailed. So I feel like I would get lost or something. And it's just, like, especially when you're on the hills or anything, like, it's super windy and the roads are, like, tiny. So I'm kind of scared to drive here. I might have rathered, actually, it'll probably be better to learn in California because I'll get through the hard parts of driving very quickly, and then hopefully I'll be more confident as a driver and won't be as nervous. Because I feel like when you're nervous, that's more dangerous.
Yeah, definitely.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country. The kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
So, Dixie, I saw that you were working with Chanel. Can you tell me a little bit about that? That looked very, very cool.
So I collabed with them. If things were normal, I would be in Paris at the Chanel fashion show, but sadly, not this year. So I got to collab with them on YouTube and they dressed me and I got to watch the fashion show from, the hotel they put me at, which was really cool. So it was super fun to film that and like get all made up and wear all Chanel. And then I called Mama, our grandma, and showed her the outfit, and she really loved it, which was cool.
Yeah, well, I mean, just from seeing pictures and the video on YouTube, you looked, first of all, beautiful. And second, it looked like you really fit the vibe. I saw a lot of people like, I don't know if she's going to fit the vibe of Chanel, but it was like so classy. And really just overall looked so incredibly beautiful. And the way everything was put together with all the accessories, just, it was really amazing. And I thought you looked great.
Thanks. Well, I saw you were in a video, Bebe Rexha and Doja Cat's music video. How was that?
Yeah, it was really, really awesome. I mean, Bebe has obviously been an incredible help throughout my career in social media. And she's definitely really, she noticed me at a very, very early point in all of this, and she was insanely, insanely sweet, and I've been able to develop a real friendship with her, and now Doja, and I was able to be in the music video, and it was definitely a girl power, like, table that we were sitting at, and the set was absolutely beautiful, and the video, like, seeing it really come all the way together was so, so, so awesome to see, because you never really get to see what it looks like before the final version, and that was just really amazing, and I had a super fun time filming, and I actually got to, like, speak lines, which was really, really crazy, and I didn't know I was going to be doing that, but that was really, really fun. It was definitely something that I would do a million times again.
How long did the filming take?
The filming was actually one day, just a few hours. So it wasn't a lot at all.
Do you miss Cali, Char?
So actually, very, very sad story. Cali came back for a day when Dixie, I forgot what you were doing, but Cali had come back for a day. And, oh, you brought Cali and you had to do some stuff at the house. And then you took Cali again and you left, and Cody was crying when Cali left because he misses her so much. So thank you for that, Dixie.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like it's definitely very upsetting, and we all miss not only Cali, but we miss you. So, yeah.
Yeah, I know. I feel like she misses her friends, but I'm going to be fostering a puppy soon, so hopefully that will be good for her. But I don't know. I feel like it's nice having her at the place because I get lonely.
Yeah, it's definitely very quiet in your apartment.
Like, when I slept there by myself last night, I was, like, very sad. I want her to be there. Living alone is really fun, but at the same time, it's, like, scary because it gets so quiet and I have, like, no one to talk to. But also, I like that. I don't know how I feel about it. I think also once I get all my stuff together, I'm, like, just very anxious being home because my place is a mess because I don't have anywhere to put anything. But once I get that all figured out, it's going to be a lot easier, I think.
I was excited about getting a chance to be an only child until you realize that it's just, like, definitely just more lonely. Like, it's kind of sad having to, like, I'm used to, like, knocking on Dixie's door and, like, annoying her sometimes, and now I, like, can't even do that. So, like, there's nowhere to go. Like, who am I going to annoy? My parents? Like, I do that anyways. So, I don't know. It's just, like, boring.
And that's the part I do not miss.
Yeah, I used to knock on her door and she would get very upset with me. It's a lot quieter in the house with one less person and one less dog, so I don't really like it. So Halloween is coming up, which is my favorite holiday, and Dixie and I have something very, very special coming.
Oh, yeah.
That we can't talk to you about yet, but...
But the day before Halloween, big thing.
October 30th.
Which will be exciting.
Yeah, be there. Well, not there. There is nowhere. Be on the internet, because you will see it.
I don't think I'm doing anything for Halloween this year.
Yeah.
I actually don't like Halloween.
I just like candy.
I just don't like Halloween, because it's just... There's a lot of stress that goes into it, and a lot of preparation for, like...
Well, no.
I wasn't done talking. There's, like, a lot of preparation and stress to walk around for 3 hours. I just don't like the idea of that.
I feel like the reason you get more stressed is because sometimes you don't plan your costumes out early enough. Like, I usually plan my costumes out the day after Halloween happens, and then I save it for a whole year.
Yeah, but it's also very hard because you go back and forth a lot. But, I mean, it's fun for little kids. I love, like, having kids come to my door and, like, hand out candy last year. That was fun. But besides that, I don't know. Just not a fan. What was your favorite Halloween costume you've ever been?
A candy corn.
Oh, yeah, you wore that.
And I wore that for, like, the next 2 years every single day.
Yeah, you were obsessed with that. My favorite was probably when I was a basketball player. That was really fun. That was 2 years ago.
I liked when you were a ninja with a mustache.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we had really weird costumes.
Yeah, very. Dixie, I kind of want to know what everyone else's favorite Halloween costume that they've been is.
If you guys are listening right now, tweet at us on Twitter, maybe hashtag Two Chicks Podcast, and tweet us a picture of your favorite Halloween costume, and maybe let us know what you're wearing this year. We would love to see them and interact with you guys.
Cool.
Oh, I didn't even like really think about Break the Floor because I feel like it all happened so quickly. I didn't really get much time to like look through everything and really figure out like my thoughts on how everything happened and what went down. So basically, if you don't know what Break the Floor was, it was a virtual dance event where I got to bring some of my hometown dance friends and my cousin, who is also a dancer, and Haley Sharp, who is also a dancer, who I met through social media. And I was really just able to have a fun time dancing and kind of basically host a whole event, which was really, really cool and something that I wouldn't have thought I would be doing. But it was really fun. I got to learn from some of my favorite choreographers and learn some really, really fun dances. So I don't know. I had a lot of fun. It was really nice seeing my hometown friends. I definitely miss them a lot. And we obviously all had to stay safe and get COVID tested very, very frequently just while they were here. And we were just able to have a lot of fun. It was really, really awesome. I loved like how much fun Charlie had with Break the Floor because she couldn't dance for so long because of her nose. And Charlie used to be super annoying about dance, like very annoying, because she would leave probably an hour before dance to be there on time or whatever, and she would just be very obnoxious about it. But now
I was very, 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 very determined to become the best dancer that I could be. And I was very committed to dance. Dance was the only thing that I worried about. I traveled for dance. I took as many classes as I could. I trained in New York City. I like did everything I could to push myself. So that was like the good part of dance. But yeah, as Dixie said, like I was a little bit crazy about it. Very crazy.
There's never really been anything that I've done where I've been as crazy as Charlie is about dance. And I think that's why she's so amazing at it, because she puts the time and effort into it, which is really great.
Why do you keep saying my name like I'm not here? We're literally sitting 2 feet away from each other.
I'm talking to the fans, the people listening. I don't know.
So we are coming to an end of our third Two Chicks episode, and we like to end our podcast with saying three nice things about each other and one thing that we want you guys to remember. So I'm going to start. Dixie, I'm so proud of you that you've been so independent with living on your own, and I think that that's really, really amazing. Another thing would be, I like the color scheme of your outfit today. It's very gray and blue, but you make it work, and I like that a lot. And third thing is, I love the design you have on your nails. I think it's really cute. It says your name, which is really awesome. And yeah.
Okay, my three things about you. I like your outfit as well. Black and blue is very cool. And your nails, I love them. She has marble nails. And also, Charlie got her permit today, which I think is awesome, and I'm really proud of you.
Yay! And one thing that we want you guys to remember is to take time to focus on yourself. I feel like it's very important to spend time just really making sure you're in a good place, because sometimes there's a lot going on and you just completely forget. Then you get caught up and your head's in a million different places. So really just take some time and focus on how you're doing. Thank you guys so much for listening. You can follow me on all my social medias at Charlie D'Amelio and Snapchat at D'Amelio C.
And all my socials at Dixie D'Amelio and my Snapchat Dixie-D'Amelio.
Make sure you subscribe to this podcast so you can stay up to date with every single new episode that comes out. And leave us a 5-star review. And tweet us with things you guys want us to talk about with the hashtag #2ChicksPodcast. Thank you guys for listening, and we will see you next episode.
Bye.